What is up, Dilu Nation? It's Rick here. In today's episode, let us talk about why Amazon is so successful. But before we start, I have to apologize for not posting an episode last week. I haven't been feeling so well last week. Thankfully, it wasn't anything major. It was a false alarm. For 1 second, I have to admit that I thought I actually had COVID-19. But I'm completely fine right now, so that is good news. Also, I have a major announcement to make, which I will share with you guys by the end of this episode. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Anyway, when you are ready, let us get started with our topic for today: 6 reasons why Amazon is so successful. So Amazon started in 1995 as a simple website selling only books. But within about a month or so of opening, Amazon had already started shipping its product to over 40 countries. And over the following years, the site continued to grow into what we all now know as one of the most respected, the largest, and also the most powerful companies in the world. And according to some estimates, Amazon's site controls as much as 44% of all e-commerce sales, and it continues to grow. But the question is, what makes Amazon so successful? Why is that when we think of e-commerce, we think of Amazon? Well, there are a few key reasons why this company is so successful, and we are going to be exploring 6 of those in today's episode. The first is broad selection of products. So Amazon offers such a wide selection of products compared to almost anybody else. And these selections, it actually makes shopping a lot easier for their customers, and they can nearly get anything and everything from just one store instead of having to go between many different stores. And that makes Amazon the obvious choice for convenience. And not only that, by having such a variety of products, Amazon actually, they're able to draw in customers from a wide range of niches. And then they keep these customers in because of the other items that Amazon is selling. And this convenience is actually very appealing. And it draws in a vast crowd of consumers who are just there looking for the easiest way to get their products. So that is the first reason, which is a broad selection of products. The second reason why Amazon is so successful is because of free shipping and returns. So although now it may seem like a normal thing, but you have to understand, there was once a time when shipping was expensive and the returns actually cost money. And the internet at that point of time, it was still relatively new phenomenon, and even as late as 2010, many people were afraid of shopping online. People worried about shopping and whether or not they would like the product or whether or not they would even receive the product. But Amazon solved this by offering free shipping and return. And Amazon was actually the pioneer in this regard. By popularizing free shipping and returns, they actually reduced the barrier to entry for consumers who were very worried about online shopping. And this policy actually set them apart from the competition and made it far more likely that customers would shop with them instead of the other stores. And so that is the second reason, free shipping and returns. The third is overnight delivery. So similar to the previous point, they were one of the first online stores to actually offer the option of having overnight delivery at a reasonable price. So one of the biggest problem with online shopping is that it can be infuriating for customers to wait for their products to arrive. And Amazon actually tackled the problem by offering overnight shipping at a reasonable price. And with that, they actually acquired more customers, the ones who would rather go to the physical retail store because they were unwilling to wait for the usual 3 days. That is the third reason, overnight delivery. The fourth reason is using data to understand customer behavior. So this is one key advantage that Amazon has over most of their competitors. It is their ability to gather data from sales, from marketing efforts, from affiliate program, and many other touch points, and then use this data to make key decisions. So nowadays, this data, it has become more accessible even to small businesses, but many of them, they don't really use this data to really understand their customers and to develop solution. And Amazon actually recognizes what products and services that their customers actually want by learning their customers' needs and concerns using the data that they have. And what they do is they will innovate and change up their game plan to reach those customers more effectively. So that is the fourth reason, which is using data to understand customer behavior. The fifth reason is because of innovation. So by far the biggest factor in Amazon's success has come from their ability to continuously innovate. Here's the thing, no company has ever grown and maintained their dominance by not innovating. No company. And Amazon didn't just wait for somebody else to create their business model. Rather, they continue to look for new ways to reach customers to their own site for purchases. Back in the early days, much of those are focused on building a business, and that includes bigger and more network of products to sell. But today, with technology, it actually plays a more important role, from the use of voice command for sales to the company's move into movies and also music. Amazon is always looking for the next way to innovate. Innovation is actually very much possible because Amazon is not afraid to spend money to try out new ideas and also new methods. Some companies, they might think that this is costly, but what is really costly is eventually losing market share to your competitors because of the lack of innovation, and that is really costly. But of course, this may not be something that every company can do, right? But then again, it is something to consider when you're building your own sales model, right? You want to try to be unique. You want to stand out. You want to develop new solution to common problems that can help any new business to thrive and build against the competition. So that is the fifth reason, innovation. And the sixth and also the final reason is because of their extraordinary customer service. So any e-commerce business owners, they actually know that customer service is the most crucial factor in your success, right, as a business owner. And in fact, it doesn't just apply to e-commerce, right? Being customer focused is actually essential in basically any business, right? It is one of those kind of marketing that actually compounds. Before the internet, a single person might only be able to share their shopping experience, their bad shopping experience with their friends or with a few people. But now with social media, this bad experience, this bad news actually spread like wildfire. And a single person can quickly tell thousands of people and eventually ruining your brand reputation, and you end up losing customers. But on the other hand, providing the best customer experience will open doors for you you cannot even open by yourself. And actually, Amazon actually succeeded in that area. They offer fast and informative customer service to their customers at any time of the day across the entire globe, leaving customers with a great experience. So these are the six reasons why Amazon is so successful. If you're actually starting a business right now, this can definitely be one of those few criteria that you implement in your business. And if you're looking for quality companies to invest in, this can also be some of the criteria that you look for in the company, right? So that is all from me, my friend. But before we end this, I have a major announcement to make. I've been hosting this podcast for more than a year now. Looking back at some of my episodes, I even cringe just listening to them. But then again, it's been an amazing journey. Along the way, I've met different people. I have tried different things, which made this whole journey so much more interesting. I feel like I've grown a lot as a person. My perspective have changed a lot as well. My focus have also changed to things that are, I would say, bigger than myself, right? I'm now more passionate about making real change in the environment, about climate change, about animals, about wildlife. These are matters that I believe no one person can solve on their own, and it requires collective effort from all of us to make real change. And I've started my own step about, I think, more than 2 months ago. I've gone vegetarian, and I'm more conscious of the things that I do now and also the stuff that I use. I'm slowly exploring and seeing what I can do to make a difference in this area. If you guys have any ideas, do share with me and send me a DM at my IG at Dilun. Anyway, long story short, I'm exploring a lot of things right now, and I want to put more effort, or more, I would say, more focus on those. And this does not mean that I'm not going to post any more podcasts or any more episodes, right? I'm not going to completely stop producing podcasts. What I can say is that I'm still very passionate about investing, about creating a sustainable source of passive income so that there's no need to worry about money anymore and start focusing on creating real change in the world. So moving forward, I want to document my journey of reaching my financial freedom. And I will not be posting episodes every week. I will only be posting whenever I have great quality content about things that are relevant to the journey of reaching my financial freedom, such as things that I'm investing in, any analysis that I've done, and also some huge and also important learnings that I've gotten, or I would say things that I feel is worth sharing, right? So if you want to be on this journey with me, feel free to do so. No pressure. All I'm hoping for is that you truly benefit from this, right? So that is all from me, my friend. I hope you learned something from this episode. If you did, do share it with someone who will also benefit from this. Until next time, take care, my friend. I will catch you on the next episode.